amongst you, and we know this day, Mother's Day, and the first day of spring, because we've put the clocks forward an hour. So I all hope that you can stay awake, because of course you've all missed an hour's sleep with me. So, but first of all, we're going to watch a video in the celebration of Mother's Day. That's from the Skit Guys. If you hit their website, they've got tremendous stuff, really, covering all range of things. If you have your Bibles with you, I'm going to be reading from Luke. It's all about mothers this morning, if you hadn't guessed that. Reading from Luke 1, verses 26 to 28, and then Luke 2, 16 to 18. So that's Luke 1, 26 to 28, and then Luke 2, 16 to 18. So Luke 1, 26 to 28. It says this: in the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored, the Lord is with you." Then in Luke 2, 16 to 18. So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we ask right now that your Spirit would be amongst us. That, dear Lord, this day, this Mother's Day, that we as gathered together as your congregation, you would speak directly to our hearts and souls and minds. That, dear Lord, you would quicken and enliven us, that you would enable us, dear Lord, to celebrate you and celebrate mothers as you have created them in this world. That, dear Lord, we would understand, we would know, we would be blessed by you. We ask all these things in Christ Jesus' name, and God's people said, thank you. Thank you for inviting me here this morning. I bring greetings and blessings from Griffithstone Baptist Church and my pastor, John Dickerson. And he asks that a blessing would be upon you here this morning. You know, there are many kinds of mothers. Short ones, tall ones, plump ones, thin ones, absent or missing ones. Some who care, some who aren't able to. Career mothers, stay-at-home mothers, those who can cope and those who cannot. Those who can love and those who are afraid to. Those who abuse and those who sacrifice. Those who are selfish and some who give their all. And we who are their children should be grateful no matter who and what they are. For this is what it says in God's word: honor your father and mother so that you may live long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. Now, to my everlasting shame, I did not. I wonder if you do. I don't know what sort of mother you have or had, but my mother started off in Pontypool as a Pontypool lass, who was well really ahead of her time. She escaped an abusive family situation, not because of her original mother and father, because they both died when she was about four. And the war gave her the opportunity to escape, I said, as an abusive family situation. She went to war as an ATS girl in London, and she was plane spotting in Finsbury Park for the guns to shoot down those enemy planes that were trying to destroy London itself. And during the war, she lost the love of her life and many of her friends. And because of that experience and of those times, she was terrified of fireworks, thunder and lightning, and she hated anything to do with war itself. Today, of course, we would diagnose her with PTSD. But in those days, as many of probably people know, she was told to pull herself together. Because of her upbringing, she was a rebel. She hated authority and found it difficult to show love and affection because she was afraid that she might lose it. I was surprised because she was told that when she had my sister, it wasn't possible for her to have any more children. Yet my mother did the best that she could. And I said, to my shame, I never honored her. Yet she did love the way she could love. The main reason that she was the way she was distanced me from her for a time. But I never had the opportunity before she passed away to say how I really felt. We just thought of her as eccentric, on times weird, on times cantankerous, and sometimes fanciful. Now, Jesus had a mother who went through traumatic times, and the events of his birth were not the best, if you think back upon it. For he was born away from his extended family. Yet his mother had received a message, and it said this in Luke. In the 6th month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent an angel, Gabriel, to Nazareth, the town of Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you are highly favored. The Lord is with you." I wonder if that point she understood what that meaning of highly favored would require of her. A son would be born, yet she knew no man. The place would be a stable, yet they could afford a room. Her family would not be around her. A young, frightened teenager without people she needed to support her would not be there. Yet she was visited by shepherds and wise men. And following the birth, just as they started to settle down in that town, they had to flee because of persecution. And I think you're all aware of the persecution that still takes place in that country today. When they returned, this was the life of Jesus. This is what it says in Luke 2:41-52. Every year, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the festival of Passover. When he was about 12 years old, they went up to the festival according to the custom. After the festival was over, while his parents were returning home, the boy Jesus stayed in Jerusalem. But they were unaware of it. It terrifies us today, wouldn't it? Thinking he was in their company, they traveled on for a day. Then they began looking for him among their relatives and friends. When they did not find him, they went back to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple courts, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. Everyone who heard him was amazed at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished. His mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us like this? Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you." "Why were you searching for me?" he asked. "Didn't you know I had to be in my father's house?" But they didn't understand what he was saying to them. Then he went down to Nazareth with them and was obedient to them. But his mother treasured all these things in her heart. And Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and favor with God and man. What a son. Mary had twice treasured all these things in her heart. I wonder, you men here this morning, you men here that are present today, what have you done so that your mum would treasure in her heart regarding you? You daughters, have you given your mothers things to treasure? Or does your mother's heart pain, stubble, and straw? We know we live in a world that's difficult and hard, and our relationships can break down. We know the pressures of this world that's upon us, and it's so easy to hurt and lash out, isn't it, to those whom we love. But we need to give treasures to each other, don't we? Treasures to their hearts and ours. Mothers, what have you treasured in your hearts? Has your son and daughters done things which has astonished you? It may be in a negative sense or an unbelievable sense. But have they done things to astonish you so it warms your heart? You, just as the circumstances of Jesus and Mary. Those of you who are parents, those of you who have parents, do you honor and obey them just as Jesus obeyed his? I think we all would love our children to obey us, wouldn't we? If only they would. If only they would listen. Because we have old heads on our heads, don't we? Generally, we should have wisdom, especially if we know Christ. But generally, our children rebel against us, just as my mother rebelled. Perhaps the heartaches for Mary came as Jesus left her, when he started his ministry, as all men and women do when they lead their own lives, as they leave the one who once protected them, loved them, cared for them, washed them, cleaned for them. They feel perhaps they are no longer needed. Very things they treasure in their hearts, perhaps, were the first tooth, the smile, the first step and word that they said. When you come to know Jesus, and when they first gave their lives to him, perhaps you have those things in your hearts for your children. What have we left in our mother's hearts this very day? Have you left the things that are able to treasure? Have you left gold, silver, and precious jewels? Or instead have you deposited brokenness, heartache, pain, and separation? Jesus' future meant his mother would suffer. She would see him upon a cross. Yet God said this, she was highly favored. We are told in John 19:25 this, near the cross of Jesus stood his mother, his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Cleopas, and Mary Magdalene. The man who was once favored amongst his peers was now hanging upon a cross, dying in shame and torment and pain. I wonder what was in Mary's heart that day. How could she cope with this? Did not God say at the beginning, "Greetings, you who are highly favored, and the Lord is with you"? How could it go wrong like this? What did God's favor mean? Perhaps what sustained her through this time was her faith in her son, the one who turned water into wine, who made the blind see, who raised people from the dead, who had spoken wisdom as no one else had, the one who confounded the wise and blessed the ones that no one else wanted, the one who changes the lives of all those around him. The heart was full of what was needed so that she could be sustained by her faith and what she had experienced in her life, for she treasured these things in her heart and she knew that she was favored. I wonder if this morning you realize that you are favored, that God desires you, for you see, you are God's children. And I wonder what treasures you're placing in. I wonder if you are making his heart glad and you're placing precious jewels and gold because of the things that you do. That first word to him, that first prayer to him, that first praise to him, that first stumble towards him with your arms open wide, just as our children did for us. For she treasured these things in her heart. And she knew that she was favored. Can the same be said of your mothers? And I'm not trying to make you feel guilty or condemn you here this morning. But try not to be like me. I neglected my mother as I grew. And as I grew older, I grew apart from her. I failed to treasure her. And then it was too late. So my excuse then, because I wasn't a Christian, is that I didn't understand. But now I regret things because I never had the opportunity really to say goodbye. I wish I had more opportunities to say I loved her. I wish I could have known already what she thought of me. Now, this Mother's Day, perhaps many of us feel the same. We're bereft. We have no one to bless. This is what I have done. I have borrowed a mother. Now, you all know Terry, and who's come to visit you on many occasions. But I've adopted his mother into my life. Sorry, his wife as my mother into my life. She cares for me. She tells me off. She helps me. She spoils me. But greater than all this thing, I have the opportunity to honor her. Jesus honored his mother. And while he was upon that cross, he didn't leave his mother bereft and without comfort, because he gave her away to John. He gave her to John so that she would have a secure and hopeful future with a son who would care for her, because Jesus loved John. What about mothers who do not have children or due to circumstances or loss? You know, why not do, many of you, that I, as I have done, honor them by making them your surrogate mother so they can be honored for at least one day, and that yearning inside of them can then be fulfilled, and then they will have treasures in their hearts. This day, why not use it to celebrate mothers? Because one day really is a poor reflection of what mothers do. They suffer anguish and pain for their children. They experience neglect and ridicule on times. They feel frustration and helplessness. Now, Jesus' mother, as she stood before the cross, could not help her son. She had to stand back and allow what God's favor would do. While we look perhaps upon that scene and just see desolation and pain, could his mother see beyond that into the future? That she could see those thousands and millions who would come to know her son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the mothers who have prayed for their children. They too would know high favor. For then they would see their children who were once lost would then be found. That their children who had once rolled away would come back home. That those children who once ran away would be welcomed back to God. 3 days after he died, she knew great rejoicing, for her son had returned, and that which was spoken was then fulfilled. That which once she treasured had returned, and her heart could now recognize the favor of God, not only for her, but for all those her son would know in eternity. I don't know what your relationship with your mother is like, or perhaps if you no longer have your mother, the relationship that you have with your children. I don't know if your upbringing was poor or neglectful or full of love, like that video that we watched. Perhaps your upbringing was even abusive. Do you know, why not take a risk? Why not be obedient to God and do them honor and thank them for being your mother? Not because of the way they've acted or the way they've been, but you're thankful for God, for without them then you would not be. Perhaps, you know, they knew no better, or could do no better. It may not fix anything. It may not take the anger away, the frustration. But it could increase your love for God, to be grateful to him for what he has done. And that God would smile upon you. This Mother's Day, make your mother proud. to know that the Lord Jesus Christ has recognized you. This Mother's Day, why not astonish your mother and talk about the Lord Jesus Christ as though you know him personally and are close to him? But perhaps if you no longer have a mother just like me, then why not adopt one? Just give them a card and make them proud of you, so that they are able to say and look to say that there goes a daughter, there goes a son who knows the living God. Let's pray. Dear Lord, I pray for your people here this morning, dear Lord. Perhaps I've stirred up memories of pain and suffering. Perhaps I've stirred up anguish because of lost mothers who are no longer amongst us. But dear Lord, we thank you for our mothers, whether good or bad, whether loving or uncaring. For without them, we would not be here. Dear Lord, thank you for the warm memories that we have. Thank you for those memories of, dear Lord, of guilt and shame. Dear Lord, we would ask you would replace them with treasures and of gold. Perhaps because we failed and didn't know what you taught us. To honor them. Dear Lord, let your spirit fall upon your people right now and encourage them and love them and know, dear Lord, that you are the parent of them if they have no one. And that, dear Lord, you desire to favor them. And you desire, dear Lord, that they would give you gold and silver in your heart. Amen.